Hey there, digital dwellers. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild world of technology without losing yourself in the process. Ever feel like you're glued to your phone, scrolling endlessly through social media? You know that feeling when you're supposed to be doing something important but find yourself sucked into a vortex of cat videos and news updates? We've all been there, trust me. That's why we're diving deep into the swamp of digital addiction today. It's not just about being more productive, although that's a sweet bonus. This is about reclaiming your time, your attention, and ultimately, your sanity. Because let's face it, life isn't meant to be lived through a screen. So, how do we break free from this digital leash? Buckle up, because I've got a step-by-step guide that's going to empower you to take control. First things first, awareness. You gotta know your triggers. What apps or websites send you down the rabbit hole? Is it Instagram's endless feed of curated perfection? Or maybe it's YouTube's bottomless pit of cat compilations and conspiracy theories? Identify those culprits, because knowing your enemy is half the battle. Next up, set some boundaries. You wouldn't invite a stranger to live rent-free in your head, right? So why treat your phone like it has that privilege? Designate tech-free zones in your life, like the dinner table or an hour before bed, and stick to them. Think of it like this. You're reclaiming your space, both physically and mentally. Speaking of boundaries, let's talk notifications. Those little red badges are designed to hijack your attention. Turn them off. Seriously, mute those apps that don't absolutely require immediate attention. You'll be surprised how much calmer and more focused you feel without the constant pings and buzzes. Now, for the juicy part. Find alternative activities. What did you do before smartphones became our primary source of entertainment? Rediscover old hobbies, pick up a new skill, spend time in nature, anything that gets you away from the screen. Trust me, there's a whole world out there waiting to be explored. Finally, remember self-compassion. We're all works in progress. There will be days when you slip up and find yourself scrolling for hours. Don't beat yourself up, just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. This is a journey, not a race. Okay, so let's say you're feeling overwhelmed by work emails, deadlines, and the constant pressure to be on all the time. You grab your phone for a quick escape, just 5 minutes of social media, right? But before you know it, an hour has passed, and you're staring at a screen full of strangers' lives while feeling even more stressed about your own. Sound familiar? This is digital addiction in action. We seek out temporary relief from stress but end up feeling worse. Remember those boundaries we talked about? Now's the time to implement them. Maybe set a timer for 15 minutes and use that time to actually connect with loved ones, go for a walk, or listen to some music. By taking control of your digital environment, you can reclaim your focus and find true peace. So, what are you waiting for? Take these takeaways and put them into action. Start small. Turn off those notifications. Set aside phone-free time each day. Explore new hobbies. Remember, you're in charge of your digital destiny. Let me know how it goes. Share your thoughts on social media. Leave a review, or just hit reply to this email and let me know what resonates with you. Don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of digital detox wisdom. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep scrolling responsibly.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.